We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk some hardball because we have Marlins analyst Todd Hollinsworth with us as we have the big series coming up, Marlins and Cubs. Mr. Hollinsworth, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to be with you guys this afternoon.
And it's great to have you. And you know, given what just a strange year this is, I know that there was some uncertainty before the season started, if there would even be a season, you know, shortened season. Marlins had all those COVID positives early on. There were a lot of people doubting this team. Does it feel a bit surreal to be where we are now?
Well, I think it should. It certainly speaks volumes to this team and to this group. I think it's been a long time since South Florida has seen a team, a baseball team, play with such passion and enthusiasm. I understand it's a 60-game season, but it is what it is. It's 60 games for everybody. They have, to me, been easily one of the most impressive, if not the most impressive team in all of Major League Baseball. And I'm not talking wins and losses. I'm just talking the fight they had to fight just to get on the field. I mean, with everything that's kind of happened to this this team and this organization, I think it was 174 transactions in 60 games. I mean, it's like almost three a day. I mean, this is a team that has been, you know, had the ups and the downs, and at the end of it all, it's had one of its most successful seasons, first winning season in 12 years, first time to the playoffs in 17. So, Don Mattingly, if he's not the manager of the year, I don't know who is.
And Todd, the process now with Jeter, you're talking about the management. You're talking about you know, all the turnover. And Jeter told us to wait it out. We've heard in basketball they call it the process. Like, let the process work out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Todd? Like, has the process worked out? Because we haven't. We didn't expect to go to the playoffs.
Well, and that's a great point. I think this team is probably surprised even the front office, at least in terms of timing. They beat the process, but I continue to remind people that there has been this silver lining that's been in this, and it surrounds a negative kind. You know, obviously, most people that love baseball love the minor leagues. We have them. I mean, they're all across the country. Ours got shut down this year, and it put the Marlins in a position to say, all right, here's what we're going to do. We can either keep our kids who are really close, and we can keep them in Jupiter, and we can have them work out, play inter-squad games until, you know, something more meaningful happens, or we can give these guys an opportunity to perform at the highest of levels. Other sports, you do it more, you know, more regularly. Baseball, there's always a process, and most guys have to kind of go through the minor league system to make sure that they're ready, that they can handle the challenges of the big league game. It's been a different year. It's allowed the Marlins to accelerate some of these processes. And guess what? These kids are standing up and they're going out there and getting it done.
We're joined here by Todd Hollinsworth on the Hawk and Crowder Show. Let's talk a bit about this series with the Cubs. I mean, first of all, can the relief pitching hold up against the Cubs' aggressive attack? And if there are any other X factors you think could come into play in this series, let me know.
Well, it's a great one. It's a good question. Can the bullpen hold itself up? I mean, I think that there's five or six legitimate answers in our bullpen, just like there is in the Cubs bullpen. But I guess what it comes down to is this. Remember, this is a three-game series, guys. So, you know, if we're having this conversation, you know, in game three where, you know, you're getting desperate and you're in the bullpen or you're overusing the bullpen, I feel like I can almost guarantee you whoever we're talking about, whether it's the Cubs and the Marlins or any of the other wild card games, that the team that's in the bullpen too much is probably chasing the other team. And that would be the case. Listen, The Cubs are—they're good. They're a very talented team. They've got a rookie manager now, David Ross, who was part of the championship of '16. So, I mean, he's my age. He's actually a little bit younger than me. But you know, I feel like there's an advantage there with Don Mattingly. I feel like you know, when it comes to bullpen matchups and getting the right guys into position, getting the right pinch hitters, you know, playing that game and dying most of the season. You know, ended up on the right end of those little battles that managers have during the course of the game to get the matchup you want. I feel like he can win those battles. I'll say this. If we're seeing too much of the bullpen, that means the strength of this team is not what it needed to be in this series. And that would be discouraging, I guess, in my mind, because Sandy and Pablo and Sixto, they're as talented as anybody in this game. All they lack is experience. All they lack is, you know, having been there, being able to say, I've been to the postseason before. If they're coming out of these starts early, it's because they're not succeeding. And if they're not succeeding, then, you know, the Marlins are going to be in trouble too. So, I mean, that's just the way you'd have to see it.
And Todd, my producer, Solana, is telling me to call you Holly. Do people call you Holly? Like, I don't want to be that guy.
Well, that's all right. I would appreciate it if you would, because everybody kind of refers to me as Holly, and it was my nickname when I played. And it kind of is my nickname when you get to know me. So feel free. I would appreciate it. You guys are more than welcome to call me Holly.
Thank you so much, Holly. So I was going to ask you, because what the Heat are doing right now, Holly, like they're already achieved. Like if you tell a Heat fan we're in the finals, like they're happy. Like we didn't expect this. So with the Marlins, like I don't want to move the bar around. And you cover the team, you know, way more intensely than we do. Like, is this a win? Is going to the playoffs a win? What is overachieving for this 2020 Marlins team?
Well, and I think let's just be fair. This is me speaking, not somebody. And again, I do have a lot more invested into this group, and I think that that's very real. But I love to be real with you guys. Yeah, I mean, come on, let's be honest here. I did radio shows in South Florida before the start of the season and caught heat for saying that this is the, you know, anybody could go to the playoffs this season. They were like, wait a minute, you're talking about the Marlins? And I said, yeah, I'm talking about the Marlins. The Marlins got a shot at going to the postseason. And they're like, you got to be kidding me. They lost 105 games last year. I said, but this is a different year and the circumstances are different. And one of the strengths of the Marlins has been their organizational depth. We've been talking about it and raving about it. And again, it's not just at the major league level. We're talking about the minor leagues here. They have what a lot of other teams don't have. Well, in this crazy year where guys are, you know, getting shut down and we've got teams missing games and we've got COVID absences and, you know, all this other stuff that's going on along with all the other injuries, that depth was going to be tested. And that is probably the number one reason why the Marlins have passed all of these tests. Not only are they a good team, but they've got more depth than everybody else. I mean, you look at the Philadelphia Phillies, and I think of that 7-game series that they played in 5 days. Their depth was tested, and they did not have answers when they had three of their key guys go down, including Zach Wheeler. We've had answers all season long, and some of those answers have been outside the organization. But even then, and credit goes to Michael Hill on this, the people that they brought in have answered. I mean, they've stepped up and they've performed. So, yeah, this is a story that we're going to hopefully be telling for a bunch of years to come. But this is step one. Are they beating the clock? They absolutely are.
We're talking some Marlins baseball here with Todd Hollinsworth. And, you know, Todd, we talk so much about the youth and the organizational depth, but how valuable was it having vets like Miguel Rojas and Corey Dickerson in the clubhouse this year?
No, I mean, you cannot put a price tag on how valuable all of them have been. You know, the acquisitions, and Michael Hill says this, and sometimes, like, you know, I hear it and it's like, okay, I've been here and I know what he's talking about, but you know, you always want to say the right thing about the vets that you bring in. I would assume it's probably over all professional sports, but you know, the dynamic in baseball is different because these guys are around each other 16 hours a day for like 6 months most of the time. And having the older brothers, as I like to call them, the guys who are the veterans, the guys who have been around, the guys who have gone through the battles, gone to the postseason in these wars, you got to bring in the right guys. And that's not always easy to do because in our sport, there's so much failure that it takes, you know, kind of a family atmosphere to help your younger players get through their own struggles. When guys start to go down, man, they get down on themselves. And a lot of times they have a hard time picking themselves up. And you've got to have guys like Miguel Rojas and Jesus Aguilar and Corey Dickerson and Francisco Cervelli and Matt Joyce. I mean, these guys, and some of those names I just gave you, these guys were brought into the organization, but they were keys in that they were targeted for who they were, not only as baseball players, but who they were as people. And so much of what has happened with this group this year is just based on the simple fact that they have created a family dynamic that everybody feels safe in the clubhouse. Everybody feels like I've got a role to do, but it's not too much for me to handle. And, you know, it's like I used to say it all the time. It's like older brothers and younger brothers. And when you've got that kind of going on, it's a really, really good thing because everybody loves each other. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. Baseball is kind of a weird sport like that. It's not always, you know, cohesiveness that you see in every clubhouse, but this one's got it.
Holly, it's Solana. You just mentioned it a couple questions ago that you were the first one to have this team potentially making the playoffs, but you took it a step further on July 24th on that Fox Sports Florida broadcast. This is what you had to say on the Marlins' very first official game this year.
We may not remember who wins the ERA title in 2020 because it's a 60-game season, but we will definitely remember who wins the World Series, and I do believe the Marlins have a legitimate shot at it.
Yes.
So they've accomplished the first step. Do you want to double down?
Hey guys,
are you calling it?
Well, now listen. I'm not. This is a whole other tournament.
Okay.
Everybody's 0-0. I'll say this. It's funny because I went out and I look at some of the people who every postseason the baseball writers and people from around the country will want to put out their predictions. Who's going to win the wild card? Who's going to get to the World Series? And surprisingly, and this is great for Marlins fans and for those people in South Florida who want to be Marlins fans, because I'm telling you right now, this is going to be something that you're going to want to get on. This train's moving in the right direction. But people are picking this team to play well. Listen, I don't think everybody's got them at the top of the heap. I knew that they had a legitimate shot at getting to the postseason. And my argument even then is this: when you get to the postseason, anything can happen, guys. I mean, listen, this team they could go into Chicago and take the first two games. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. But that's how crazy this season is. It's all the rules are out the window. You know, we're doing things every series. There's no off days in between the series. You guys remember watching the World Series, right? We play a couple games, then you take a day off, then you play like three more, and then you take a day off. We're not even doing that. We're just going game. Once you start the series has to keep moving. And it's just such a different dynamic that anything is possible. So am I going to call it? I would love to see the Marlins win the World Series. They have as good a shot as anybody.
Yes.
Everybody's doing the fish.
Yeah.
That depth is going to be tested, though. That's what it's going to be, because these series get longer. When these series get longer, you got to have the right guy.
Well, we really appreciate your time and the confidence. And remember, Fox Sports Florida will televise pre- and post-game shows before and after every Marlins Wild Card Series game. So you can tune in Wednesday starting at 1:30. And then for the pregame show, then flip back to Fox Sports Florida after the final out. And Todd, we really appreciate the time and the analysis. Have a great time breaking down this series coming up.
Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, the playoffs are back in South Florida, and it's not just the Heat. It's not just the hockey teams. It's not the Panthers. The Marlins are back, man, and they're going to be back for a little while. So jump on board.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much. And that was cool. And I'm glad, Solana, that you dug up that prediction, because I can remember that soundbite and the video getting passed around on social media as if people were preparing for a freezing cold take, and he turned out to be spot on, like spot on. So if we, when certain other analysts make terrible predictions and we hold them accountable, we also need to pat someone on the back when they make a prediction that does stand the test of time, like that one did.
Come on, Donald. You know that's not how the world works. You mess up, you jump on it. You predict right, you ignore it. That's how people work, man. That's what our jobs run off of.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.